Oh wow, that's really something. You know, Bitcoin mining is often seen as this unstoppable force, 24/7, everywhere on the globe. But here's the twist. This whole operation is actually so tied to the real world's physical stuff.
Exactly. And this recent winter storm in the U.S. really showed that. It caused a huge drop in Bitcoin production, right?
Yeah, it's wild how much of a ripple effect that had. It's like this whole decentralized system is still connected to the same energy grids we all rely on.
And the data from CryptoQuant really highlights that. Miners aren't just part of the crypto world. They're deeply linked to energy networks. It's a balance of being both a disruptor and a stabilizer during crises. Data tells the story of disruption.
The storm in January 2024 was like a perfect storm for miners. It hit hard, and the numbers tell the story.
The hash rate dropped like a rock, and it was big enough to show up on the charts. That's a major disruption for the network.
Miners had to power down their rigs, right? It's not like they could just keep running while the grid was struggling.
That's right. When the grid was under stress, energy-intensive industries like mining became a lower priority. Utilities even asked miners to cut back.
It's a reminder that Bitcoin's decentralized nature doesn't mean it's immune to the real world's problems. The machines need power, and that power depends on the same grids we all use.
Exactly. If extreme weather strains those grids, the whole ecosystem, including Bitcoin, feels the impact. More than just a power outage.
But wait, this wasn't just about power shortages. It also showed miners can be a demand response asset for the grid.
Oh, that's a big point. Many U.S. miners have flexible agreements with utilities. They can shut down quickly to free up power for emergencies.
Right, and that's a win-win. Miners get better rates, and utilities get a buffer during crises. It's a symbiotic relationship.
The storm really put that on display. Miners voluntarily or mandatorily cut back, proving they can adapt.
And it's a trend growing in the energy sector. As renewables become more common, the need for flexible systems is huge.
But there's a catch. Prioritizing mining over essential services during emergencies raises ethical questions, implications for the network and the market.
The storm's impact was immediate. Bitcoin's block creation slowed down, and the difficulty adjustment didn't kick in.
That led to longer confirmed times and potential congestion. It's a reminder that natural disruptions can skew on-chain metrics.
Miners rely on block rewards and fees to stay afloat. A prolonged slowdown could mean revenue drops and selling pressure.
Yeah, and that's a market concern. Analysts need to watch the data closely, knowing these real-world factors can influence everything.
But the network itself stayed secure. It didn't compromise decentralization or security. Still, it's a wake-up call for transparency and preparedness.
Absolutely. Collaboration between miners, utilities, and policymakers will be key to building a resilient energy system. The symbiotic relationship between Bitcoin and energy infrastructure.
That storm was a wake-up call. Bitcoin isn't just digital, it's physically tied to the world's energy grids.
And the data shows a complex, sometimes symbiotic relationship between mining and energy. It's not just about power, it's about mutual support.
But there are challenges. Climate change is making extreme weather more frequent, and Bitcoin's energy needs could become a point of contention.
Yet the storm also showed miners can be stabilizers. Their flexibility could help balance renewable energy supply and demand.
For investors, this means understanding the real-world factors that shape Bitcoin's performance. Natural disasters, regulations, and energy markets all play a role.
And as Bitcoin matures, Its ability to adapt to these challenges will define its long-term success. Critical takeaways.
Vulnerability of Bitcoin mining to natural disasters. The winter storm revealed that.
Bitcoin's mining operations are deeply tied to physical infrastructure and energy grids. Natural disasters can disrupt even the most decentralized systems.